Burden to bring before the Lord, and he cries out under the burden he's carrying, and not only so, I beg you to refer the case to the Lord Jesus Christ. He Which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh it, he careth it. to the scripture, it seems to be one of an analogy. So the dear man wouldn't give anything to Christ, and he would emphasize the weakness of the affliction of the poor boy that he loved so much, and would appeal to the compassion of Christ on behalf of this one. Ah, friend, the Bible has got a hard case, like some of you have got a hard case. Maybe within yourself, it's a hard case, my friend. Sin within, sin without, it's a hard case. It's a hard case to know the devil's power and the way he's led astray, friend. It's a hard case when you're praying for another and you don't see anything of your prayers answered. It seems to you as though the hour of prayer of yourself or for another, the heavens are like grass, that your prayers do not pass through. Notice how this man is, he doesn't just simply come and say, Lord, my child has got a dumpster. But he goes on and on to describe the man. As though he wouldn't hold anything back from the Lord. He would tell him in the minute details all about it. You know, friends, there are some times when I pray to the Lord, I hardly know what to say. My mind seems to be absolutely empty of prayer and my heart is there. Then there's another occasion, friends, when I've got such a door to my spirit, I feel that I can keep on and on and tell the Lord about it, in all the detail that I know, and all the suffering and emotion. That's the time when a man really prays. When he's got a real case to bring before the Lord. With the Lord, friend, you pray for your minister, you pray for yourself, and I would pray for you as well, I would pray for myself, that when we come to pray, we may know a real case to bring before the Lord, a real burden that we can tell him about, that we must go to all the details and tell him about it. You say, but he knows, say, yes, I know he knows. I know he knows everything, he knows more perfectly than you do. But he has said, I will be inquired of the house of Israel to do these things. You notice, my friend, when the Lord deals with the thing, all these things that the man speaks about are remedied by Jesus Christ. In the first place, the dumpster is turned out to be and come back again. There's another thing, my friend, the man is this, that I'm quite sure this, the poor boy has never taught again like he had been previously. And he doesn't open his mouth like he has done before. And my friend, he doesn't naturally think like he did before. All these things that the Bible tells the Lord Jesus Christ about are perfectly remedied by him. It's no liberal thing at all, but it's law, it's a full one, and a complete one. Well, let us not forget that. My dear friend, you can't come and tell the Lord too much detail about your living. I know he knows all about it, but all how he does delight to receive his petitioning people and to hear their cry and deal with all the things that they have to lay before him. Yes, everything is dealt with by the Lord in the case of this poor man. And what's the Lord say about it all? Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Oh, faithless generation. Dear friends, the Lord looks round at all the people there. There's the disciple, there's the scribe, there's the poor man, there's the poor boy. Lord, as he looks upon the Lord, he has to say, concerning this matter in particular, oh, faithless generation, oh, faithless generation. He was his disciple. They first to know the blessedness of faith. Time says to them later on, this kind goes not out for my prayer and fasting. He called it the one doing. This was not better. All this is meant for you, this man. Oh, faithless and perverse generation. Do know, friends, that I stand before this world this morning and before you. There is that within my heart that cries to your own Lord. Give me that stronger faith, that stronger faith. Lord, increase my faith. I sometimes wonder whether I've got any more than those. Still increase my faith if I've got any. If I haven't got any, oh, give me. Even faith with a grain of mustard seed. Oh, Lord, leave me not without the exercise of blessing the possession of this living faith in Christ. Oh, faithless man. Oh, faithless generation. How long can I be with you? How long can I be with you? It was a long time, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. I want you to notice this, my friend, that Christ bore with the old man and his people and his disciples for a long time. in thee. How long shall I be with thee? And remember, right through the age, he was with faith to speak, faith to speak. Let them sell, you see, they drop down just where they were before. Peter, the case is point, the Lord says to us, Peter, you say your bones will abide in strength, you say that you will go to prison and judgment with me, but I tell you that Satan will desire to have thee and sift thee as wheat. He will come in his evil character, you like he is from this poor boy, and you'll find yourself unable to resist. Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? How long shall I bear you? My friend, Jesus, you know, as I read that question too, how long shall I suffer you? I realized the Lord himself made the answer. He said, I'll suffer for you. I'll suffer for you. I will never forget that every grace and every favor comes to us through Jesus' blood. How long shall I suffer you? But I will suffer for you. I may have a long time to put up with your ill manners, or with a demonstration of your faithlessness and your unbelief, but I will suffer for you. I will suffer for you. That was compassion by the God that when the Savior knew the price of mercy, what is God? His pity never will. I will suffer for you. Even if I have to suffer long with you, I will suffer for you again. You may say there's no connection between the two things. Friend in my soul, there's a blessed connection between the two things. I'll tell you this, the gift, providing an increase and strengthening, are the triumph of God. It all depends upon what Christ suffers for his people. Every great season of faith and increase, every grace that favor God comes to us through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Now, my friends, there comes a time when the Holy Ghost comes into these disciples, you know. And this blessed thing that disciples will witness all the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ is so made known to their souls with divine power that they go forth imbued with power from on high. Ah, but the Lord suffered for them, you know. And through his suffering, this wonderful virtue is communicated to them. The Lord asked you questions about the case. How long is it this man has been with your son? How long? How long? Lord, it's been so long that I've absolutely gone to the end. I don't feel I can endure anymore. How long? Oh, says the Lord, to a child. To a child has been like this. Ah, my child, if thou couldst do anything. Notice the weakness of the man's faith. If thou couldst do anything. You know, friend, I'm sure when this like that is upon our spirit, there's a real mark of Satan's power there. If. You remember how he hurled against the Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness of temptation? All those ifs and buts. Yes, he'll hurl them at his people as well, if thou canst do anything. How different, my friend, to the one who came and said, I believe that you can do this. I believe you can do this. I know here that the parts and the fits have become more frequent, and the devil's appearance and power has been more manifest in time of God. And here, you see, even as the Lord Jesus Christ talks with the man, there is a display of the dreadful power and authority of Satan upon him. Paul says the poor child then, if thou canst do anything, oh, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. To know that my son is myself. His affliction is my affliction. We're bound together by love, Lord. Oh, if you can, if thou canst do anything, have compassion upon us and help us. Is that how you're praying, then? In the church, in your family, here on the home and abroad, oh, you have compassion upon us and help us. God grant that he may deliver you from the earth. God grant you know. God grant, my friends, that as it was with this poor man, so as the result of Christ's words spoken into the heart, do thou help thou mine unbelief. Lord, I really do believe my faith is very weak, but I do believe that if you will, you can do the thing that I would ask you to do. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And Jesus said unto me, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Now those verses stand just between the gift and the state of life. Christ speaks, Christ speaks. Now what you notice, the effect of the word of God, is the Lord says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And with the word of that gift, there is such power that the poor man no longer talks about, if thou canst, you see. But there is grief upon, but the manifestation of his own unbelief and disbelief is Christ. But the Lord, I do believe, I do believe. You know, that you will never achieve that state in your own strength and by your own power. It's the Lord's word. It's his blessed word that's spoken with a song that is the strength of faith. It's there upon which faith does rest, the one that speaks. So blessed in the heart. Here the Lord says to this man, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe. Not the offense himself, he couldn't. Himself, he couldn't. All he decided himself was, well, if thou canst believe, but if thou canst believe. Where are you going to this morning, friends, for that ability? Where are you looking this morning? If thou canst believe, Christ speaks still the same today. If thou canst believe, all things are possible for him to believe. To the silence before man, Lord, I do believe, but not thou my unbelief. I have to come to thee in my helplessness and my need, Lord, and bear with thee, that thou hast given me that sacred increase of faith in myself, that I may truly and more fully and more than believe in me. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. But I notice the time is gone. I must leave the subject grim. May the Lord add his blessing. Book number 591. How blessed is the man who in Jesus believes, and on him can cast all his cares. A righteousness full and completely received that hides all his guilt, sin, and fear. fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide upon us. Amen.